Sturgeon's Law number 82, back with news about the cool, some rhythm games to get you going, holiday messages from some podcasting friends, and more.
90% of everything.
The problem with going to restaurants is that they're not in my room.
I know what you mean. I have the same issue with hiking trails.
Is crud.
You're listening to Sturgeon's Law, the podcast that keeps you up to date on the 10% of everything that isn't crud. Check out the show notes at www.sturgeonslaw.com, and you can find the music used in this show at the Podsafe Music Network and Magnatune.com. Now here's your host, Random.
Hello again, and without dwelling on it, thanks for being patient with me as I took time to deal with other matters and retool the show to make it one that I'd want to listen to myself. Hopefully you'll feel the same, so by all means, write and let me know what you think, as always. Hey, let's get right into it, because there is plenty to talk about. Tired of feeling wired? If you're stuck at one machine trying to shake loose some podcasts, you're missing most of the fun. With PodcastReady.com, you can get to your subscriptions anywhere you can run a web browser, then download the MyPodder software and download your new shows anywhere you can plug in your portable player. Exchange favorite shows and favorite episodes with your friends, and never complain about having nothing to listen to or watch again. PodcastReady.com, cooler than an iPhone, and $600 cheaper. Let's just jump straight into the big Doctor Who news. You might consider this a spoiler, even though it's been all over the fan news, so do whatever you need to. Ready? Anyway, you know by now that Donna from The Runaway Bride is the companion for Series 4, and you probably even know that despite Martha going to Torchwood, she'll be back for part of Series 4 as well. Well, rounding out the companion cavalcade is a real surprise return for, allegedly, three episodes, of Billy Piper as the beloved companion Rose Tyler. The BBC confirms Billy's appearance as Rose in Series 4, but is mum on when, how, or for how long. To hold me over, there was Peter Davison's return as the Fifth Doctor, a lovely tribute to his portrayal, in the Children in Need special last month. And then, of course, there's the upcoming Christmas special guest starring Kylie Minogue. And if Doctor Who doesn't get you going, maybe a trip around the track with Mach 5 will. The official trailer for the new live-action Speed Racer film is out, and you can find it various places. Personally, I can't abide QuickTime, so I checked it out on YouTube, but you may prefer a higher quality. And believe me, there is eye candy to check out in that high quality. The Wachowski brothers of Matrix fame have infused this thing with color and light and wow factor. Does that mean it'll be good? Hard to say, although Christina Ricci as Trixie has me half-sold already. The inclusion of Racer X may be enough to seal the deal, but we'll see when it hits theaters in May of 2008. Now, I have resisted the siren song of World of Warcraft, as you may know, but I'm betting there's a number of you that gave in long ago. If you do, you may be startled to find out that you can get a custom replica of your character made via the fabricators at figureprints.com. Now, 3D fabbers have been around in industry for quite a while now, but commercial print-on-demand statuettes, that's a pretty fresh idea. Not a cheap one at $100 plus shipping, but that doesn't appear to be limiting interest, as they're having to have drawings or lotteries to limit the number of orders to a level that they can actually produce. Now, if having your own little custom Night Elf or Tauren to admire sounds worth it to you, you should make sure and check this company out.
A word of warning. Some of the images you're about to see are awesome.
Okay, so I've already talked about Dance Dance Revolution a couple of years ago in episode 11, and more recently, Geek Acres listeners have heard Doug Rapson talk about it a little as well, but I wanted to expand the conversation to a few different rhythm games for your game console, now this is mostly PlayStation 2, I have to admit, that might just get your heart pumping and your limbs loose, or in one case, your throat loose. Anyway, I own and enjoy installments from all three of these lines, so here we go. First off is, in fact, Dance Dance Revolution. People complain that playing this game is not really dancing. Similar complaints are leveled against the other games that we'll talk about. The answer to which is, so what? This is a video game, and it's all about the fun. And fun it is to step and hop about to the music in this highly active game. Is it good for you as well? Plenty of people who should know say that in fact it is, and not a lot of video games get to say that, much less get used in schools for fitness routines. Each installment of the DDR franchise has a different song list and a new spin on the single-player campaign as well as other changes, and there are several installments by this time for arcade systems, for PlayStation 2, for Xbox, and for others. DDR's lesser-known sibling by the same company, which is Konami, is Karaoke Revolution, although it too has several installments by now. KR, if you will allow the abbreviation, uses a Logitech USB microphone that comes included with some games to allow you to sing along with the song lists. It scores you on both rhythmic and pitch accuracy. This is a fabulous party game, but I've been known to play it by myself, just because, hey, I like to sing, and I could use the practice on keeping my voice from going a bit flat, to be honest. Newer installments, like Karaoke Revolution Country, have fun with allowing customized characters for the performances, but ultimately, it's all about the singing, and that is plenty of fun all by itself. A discussion of rhythm games wouldn't be complete without the younger sibling from Harmonix, and now Activision, I suppose, the Guitar Hero line of games. I was skeptical at first, but finally broke down and bought in, and man, I am glad I did. I have only Guitar Hero 1 and 2 right now, but many have said that they, specifically Guitar Hero 2, are still the top of the line quality-wise, and I'm not sure I've ever enjoyed a game more. It doesn't hurt that being an amateur musician of some years, I'm actually pretty decent at these games, which is unusual for me. I'm normally a big proponent of easy mode, but I've almost finished these two games in hard mode. Unprecedented. At any rate, it's hard for me to describe them except to say that rocking out is awesome, even if it's just in a game. You won't be sorry you picked up the axe and started shredding, unless you mind having it take over all your free time, and the sore left wrist. But it's worth it, I swear.
Hey, if it's crud, don't bring it round here. You're listening to Sturgeon's Law.
What's the big idea?
I just dropped in.
Well, if we knew you was coming, we'd have baked the cake.
So I want to admit right away that there's a little nepotism in this installment of The Big Idea, but stay with me because I think it's valid anyway. My own dear old dad has made a website featuring a number of his photos. Well, what's so special about that, you ask? Glad you did, because it's a site with a distinct purpose. To quote from his introduction on the site, the purpose of the site is to present photos of Oklahoma and Oklahoma City to those of you who are not really familiar with this part of the country, which frankly is probably most of you. So what makes that a big idea to me? First of all, you need to understand that not only do I live in Oklahoma, not only have I always lived in Oklahoma, but I was born here, and my father was born here, and his mother was born in Oklahoma Territory just a couple of months before statehood. Speaking of statehood, this is the Oklahoma Centennial in 2007, a perfect time to try and educate folks about the 46th state in the U.S. Now, Dad's not trying to prove to you that Oklahoma is better than anywhere else. He's just trying to show you that you might not really know what it's like here, particularly if you've only flown over or driven through on the interstate. The photos on the site are broken down into general Oklahoma and specifically Oklahoma City, and there's around 30 of each. These range from photos of state parks to city skylines to campus photos to just outdoor shots to give you an idea the actual diversity of terrain you could expect to find here, contrary to some media depictions. There's even a photo of the Oklahoma City National Memorial that's made on the site of the Murrah Building, a crucial reminder of the effects of terrorism that isn't imported but comes from right here in the U.S. I believe that if you're not familiar with my home state, you will come away from this photo collection with a better sense of what we're about here. And that's worth doing, and to me, it's a big idea.
Sounds.
The mail's here!
Oh, great. Thanks.
Couple of voicemails this time around. Thanks to these two popular podcasters for not giving up on me and for sending these holiday messages. First up is a quickie from Charles Cadenhead of Desperate Husbands.
Woohoo! There's a new Sturgis Law. All right. Woo! Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. Talk to you later, random.
Next is, of course, our good friend Doug Rapson of Geek Acres, whom I also owe thanks for reminding his listeners on his latest show that we aren't quite dead yet. Anyway, here's his voicemail.
Hey there, Random, it's Doug from Geek Acres, and I can hardly believe that 2007 is done with. It's been a tremendous year filled with wonderful tech and lots of fun entertainment, including Sturgeon's Law. So I hope that you and all of your listeners have a terrific holiday and a wonderful new year. We'll look forward to new episodes from you in 2008. Bye.
So thanks again, both of you. We do like hearing from listeners here on Sturgeon's Law, so feel free to send us something to share on the show, whether it be voicemail or just some email that I'll read. I'm bending the rules a little again for music this time. I wasn't able to contact the musician. On the other hand, you can have his entire album for free at a higher bit rate than this show is. So I figure, what the heck. The album in question is The Inevitable Rise and Liberation of Niggy Tardust by poet-slash-musician Saul Williams. It was produced by Trent Reznor, and it was Reznor who suggested releasing the album directly to the public by the web. Consequently, you can go download it yourself for free at low bitrate, or pay $5 for a better bitrate, or even lossless FLAC format. There's simply no reason for you to not go check out this thoughtful writer and performer, bearing in mind that his language is not entirely safe for work sometimes. This song, however, is fine. And here's a sample of why. This is Skin of a Drum by Saul Williams.
Said and done, his completions won't complete me. I've divided me by one. I'm the answer to his riddle. I'm the caution of his wind. I'm the spoolage between tongue and teeth beneath his trembling grin. And I dare in my revision, for I dare not suffer twice. And I dare not reinvent the past, and I dare not be the Christ. And I welcome any sufferer, and I welcome any Saul, sitting in this room on wooden bench waiting for joy to call. And I suffer here alone, Lord, perturbed by my every thought. How I've tried to strip them to the bone, I've struggled and I've fought. Every jealous warped intention smuggled sewn into my genes. Every hidden mongrel tendency exploiting me and me. Each time I put them under, but still they won't attest me. I cry out through the thunder, you storm right past me. I search and I ponder, I question and wonder, a roar and a thunder, pleasing me. I've been waiting here for what now seems the better of an hour. I raised every crippled question from the dead and given power to the absence of my sanity, the presence of a fear that lies in between forgotten dreams that pile up every year. Up above the highest testaments, down below the wooden floor, there's a gutted room with ragged noon beneath the hidden door. Deep within you'll find the attributes of every sunken man who must bang his head against the dead each day he tries to stand. And he's standing pressed against the very woman that he loves, kissing eyes and lips, embracing him, surrendering to a touch. And just at the very moment that he touches heart to heart, she pulls from his touch, cause it's too much to mend what's torn apart. Each time I put them under, but still they won't attest me. I cry out through the thunder, you storm right past me. I search and I ponder, I question and wonder, I roar and I thunder, pleasing me.
Once again, that was Skin of a Drum by Saul Williams off of The Inevitable Rise and Liberation of Niggy Tardust, and you can find it at saulwilliams.com.
This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
So that's it. I hope you liked it. I think the next show is going to be my third annual year-end music review. It might be double length, in fact, from previous years, due to wanting to showcase both old-school PodSafe musicians, as well as former and even current industry recording artists who are coming around to PodSafe promotion. I played 14 songs in 2007, and I see no reason I shouldn't play, say, 8 of them for you as a holiday bonus. Until then, we are at www.sturgeonslaw.com and sturgeonslaw@gmail.com. Later.
This is a different thing. It's spontaneous and it's called wit.